Good evening and welcome to the Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host on the first Monday of every month, when we take you on a culinary tour of the Lehigh Valley and its amazing food scene. Danielle Kanya, owner of Vegan Treats in Bethlehem, a vegan bakery. Danielle, welcome to the Inside Dish.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Oh, great. Danielle, when most people think about vegan, they probably think of things like kale and quinoa and tofu. How does the idea of dessert fit into the vegan discussion?
I mean, I love changing people's perceptions of vegan food, and dessert is the easiest way to do that. I think one of my greatest inspirations, in fact, is getting people to see that they can satisfy their palate without harming the planet and, you know, eat something that's maybe as good, if not better, than a conventional dessert.
So it's really probably a challenge to change those mindsets a little bit.
It is. It is. And our motto has always been, you know, compassion for all living things. And I feel like, you know, we successfully do that every day by offering these amazing dessert options that, you know, look amazing and taste even better than they look.
That's great. Now, you're a vegan, correct?
I've been a vegan for over 20 years.
Talk a little bit about why you're a vegan and how that's translated into developing your business.
Well, the first thing, where do I start? I'm trying to think how to summarize that.
Talk about the decision first when you said, I'm going to be vegan.
I went vegan on a whim. I basically was out to dinner and they cooked a lobster in the kitchen and I was a little bit bored at the table and it was a big open kitchen and I saw them drop a lobster into boiling water and it made this really loud shrieking sound and kind of scratched at the pot and they served a chicken dish in front of me and I couldn't eat it. It was a light bulb moment for me that animals suffer tremendously for our food choices. So I went vegan, and within 24 hours of being vegan, I needed dessert. Like, I have a serious sweet tooth, and I needed to satisfy it. So the very first thing I ever even cooked as a vegan was cake.
And what was in that cake, and how good was it?
Well, at first it was a real flop, and I basically just, you know, I was pretty young. I was living at home. I called my mom into the kitchen and said, I don't understand. What do eggs do for a cake? What does this do? What does that do? And I basically just tried to design a new science behind how to do it. And I came up with, you know, something that didn't work a bunch of times and then something that did work. And to this day, we're still using some of those ingredients at the bakery. And it's kind of how vegan baking evolution was born in that kitchen.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, because with certainly with a vegan bakery, there are no animal products. There's no milk, no cream, no eggs, no butter, no honey.
Yep.
Correct?
Correct.
And these are some of the staples of conventional baking. So how do you do it in order to impart depth and richness and character to your desserts when some of the staples aren't at your disposal?
You know, I feel like that's the number one question I get asked, but to be completely honest with you, I've never baked a cake with eggs. I wouldn't even know how. So I've only ever baked vegan. So for me, I feel like it's completely unnecessary because I've never even so much as cracked an egg in my life.
How about some of the other ingredients?
I think it's really easy to start with simple alternatives, like replacing milk with any one of your dairy-free alternatives, almond milk, cashew milk, soy milk, coconut milk. It's a really easy way to change things at home and kind of just switch it up a little bit, starting with some things as simple as like on your breakfast cereal.
How about replacements for butter or cream in terms of the effects they might have on, you know, the richness of a dish or something like icing that typically is made with butter and cream?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's alternatives for everything, you know? Sometimes it's something as easy as a tofu base or a flaxseed or just, it depends on the recipe and what the application is, but I feel like you can get pretty much any result you're looking for with a little bit of experimentation. And I think the end result is really awesome because you're getting a product that is completely cholesterol-free. It's about 30% less fat than a traditional dessert. And I'm always telling people compassion starts with your fork. I think the easiest thing, you know, the easiest way to make a difference is that decision you make every time you sit down to have a meal. I feel like it's the single greatest impact you have on the planet and a really easy decision you make.
So to draw off one of those points that you just made, do you feel that your desserts are healthier or better for you than conventional desserts? I mean, they still have probably a decent amount of sugar and some fat in them as well.
Absolutely. I mean, this isn't salad, Mike. Let's be serious. But at the same time, it is absolutely cholesterol-free. You're getting about 30% less fat, and the impact on the environment is huge.
There's also, I think, an effect on your conscience as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's not salad. It's still dessert. There's still sugars. There's still fats. You know, we can't lie to ourselves, but it's also cholesterol-free, and it's about 30% less fat than a conventional dessert. And I think the thing is, it's cleaner on your conscience. You know, it's something that's not going to infect the planet globally in the way that food production does.
In terms of that, do you think there's widespread awareness in this country about the effect of our food production on the environment? Or do you think a lot of people are somewhat naive or willfully clueless?
I think we have a mix. I think I surround myself in a bubble where people are very in tune to what's going on in the world. So sometimes I'm surprised how little people care. But that's why I'm there. I'm showing people that the alternatives out there are becoming the norm and that people are eating more ethically. And that's something that I feel good about and what inspires me every day.
You were telling me you started the business in 1998.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And opened the retail store in 2004.
Correct.
And since then, you've grown from, a handful of people up to how many?
Well, for the first 8 years or so, it was just my mom and I. Now we have a staff of over 40 people. We sell to over 100 restaurants on the Northeast, as well as our retail store here in Bethlehem, PA. And we also ship internationally. We ship all over the world. So, yeah, I have a lot on my plate, so to speak.
You're allowed to say plate on Inside Dish.
That's a good right.
thing. When you say you ship to restaurants across the Northeast, what sort of cities are you in? Are you in New York and Philadelphia?
Yeah, we're in all five boroughs in New York City, Philadelphia, Virginia, some of the suburbs surrounding this area, as well as Washington, D.C.
So even though we see vegan treats in Bethlehem there close to Liberty High School,
yep.
You're shipping all across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. That's really impressive. I didn't realize you had such a big enterprise going.
Yeah, it's quite an undertaking. I think that's the hardest thing about my business is trying to keep up with it. We've also become a little bit of a travel destination for people. You know, I think a couple times a week we have people traveling internationally just to come to the bakery, and we've become almost like a little tourist booth, telling people, okay, here's who has some vegan food options, because they come and spend a day in our city.
How do they find you?
Word of mouth. The bakery's popular.
Talk to me a little bit about how you go about creating your ideas for desserts. I would imagine there are two approaches. One might be first trying to replicate more of a conventional dessert, mm-hmm. and maybe the other approach might be, hey, I'm just using the ingredients that I have and making something really special. Am I correct at those two approaches, or are there other things that you look at?
For me, it's all aesthetics really matters. I have an art background. I was always an artist. So I feel like when I started making vegan desserts, it was extremely important. I feel like I had the taste down. They were right. They were amazing. People wanted to eat them. You know, everyone came over and said, do you have any vegan treats? So that's kind of how the bakery started. But then I needed them to look incredible. That was the thing. I needed them to be this magic wand into seducing people to eat vegan. And I feel like we've successfully have done that because people take one look at them and can't resist it.
So the aesthetic part helps some people might overcome the stigma of it being vegan?
Absolutely, because they're so beautiful. I feel like you're like, oh my God, it looks incredible. I want to try it.
Tell me about some of the reactions you get from people who don't either know that the dessert is vegan or from someone who's an omnivore who might be a little skeptical and they try it for the first time. I'm sure you've got some good stories about that.
We do. We should take this to the street, Mike. You wouldn't believe what people have to say. They freak out. They can't believe it. We have a lot of older people that come in and they're like, I haven't had a sticky bun this good in 20 years. They love it. Our sticky buns, our cinnamon rolls and donuts are so good. You would never know the difference. I think if anything, maybe it's a little lighter, a little fluffier. The icing's not so heavy. You don't feel so weighed down after you eat it, but you would never know. I guarantee you could take a dessert to any family function and they would never know it was vegan until you told them.
That's a tribute to the what you've been doing over the years in terms of the recipes you've developed and certainly the aesthetic look. I saw some of the pictures on the website and they really looked amazing.
Thanks.
What are some of the creations that you're most proud of over the years, either something that you do on a regular basis or something that you might have done for a special event?
Well, our most popular dessert is our chocolate peanut butter bomb. It's like a Dutch chocolate cake topped with and filled with peanut butter mousse encased in Belgian chocolate, and then it's drizzled with peanut butter on the top. We cannot make enough of this dessert. We make them for wholesale. We make them for retail. We make cupcake versions of them, brownie versions of it, whoopie pie versions of it. Like, it just, we can't make enough of them. So I feel like that is probably one of our more fun desserts. And it's funny because when I was designing that, I just wanted to make a dessert that I could have more icing than cake because I was in love with this peanut butter mousse. So I started like scooping it on with like an ice cream scooper. And this is how this dessert got that look. And people are always like, how did you come up with that look? I'm like, gluttony. I wanted more icing. So
spoken like a true baker, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people probably don't know maybe that you have a national following. You know, they might know you're in the Lehigh Valley or some of the restaurants that you talked about in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. But like you said, you are a destination for people coming from international and national places.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I honestly have no idea. I guess hard work pays off sometimes. You know, people, you do something that you're really passionate about and you put out a good product and people love it and a fan base grows and that's kind of how it starts. It is true. I don't think the Lehigh Valley really realizes that. But like in other places in the world and definitely in the vegan community, Bethlehem is synonymous with vegan treats.
Talk to me a little bit about the employee base that you have. If you have 40 people,
yeah,
are you able to find that sort of culinary experience and expertise here in the Valley, or do you have to do a lot of training?
I try to get really talented local pastry chefs and bakers. I have an amazing team. A lot of people have been with me, you know, 8+ years. I'm really fortunate that way. I love the people I work with. I think we creatively work really well together. I have a great management team. I feel lucky every day to be able to work with these individuals. And they're all, you know, mostly born and raised in the Lehigh Valley. We have a few people that have moved here to work for me, but ultimately they're all local.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear you're able to find local resources to make something truly special here in the area. How can people find out a little bit more about you, or where can they visit Vegan Treats?
You can visit us at our retail store on Linden Street in Bethlehem. And if you have some, you know, your friend in Chicago who's vegan, you could check out our website at vegantreats.com. We ship desserts pretty much all over the world.
And you have a big Facebook following as well?
Yeah.
Instagram too?
Almost 100,000 followers on Instagram.
100,000?
Almost. We're close.
That's really impressive. Well, Danielle, thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And
You're
I wish
welcome.
You continued luck with Vegan Treats.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks. We're going to take a short break. Stay with us for the second half of The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.